Be informed.
Be ready.
Pacific prepared.
Depending on your location, various action can be taken. For example, if you are indoors or inside the house, it is advisable to stay there, stay indoors, or get under a table or this just to get cover. Make sure you stay away from possible falling objects as well as windows. Things that can cause injury or damage, for example, ceiling fans, ceiling lights, and other sort of objects. If you are outside, it is advisable to try and get into an open space away from buildings, power lines, and other tall structures, electric posts and sort of stuff. Sometimes earthquakes happen while you are on the road driving. And sometimes, usually you can't fear them because they are small. But in case of big ones, you need to stop the vehicle immediately. Do not stop under, for example, bridges or overpass bridges. Do not stop under trees and other tall structures. As I mentioned, electric post, telephone post, and those kind of structures. People living in the mountainous area, if you are around that area, hilly areas, watch out for falling rocks as well as landslides and other debris that could be loosened by the sea.
What causes earthquakes?
Yes, it's a very good question. To start off, I would like to point out that the Earth has four major layers, the inner core, the outer core, the mantle, and the crust. The crust is the outermost layer of the Earth, and the crust is at the top of the mantle, which make up, it's more like a thin skin of the surface of our planet. But this skin, as I mentioned, is not all in one piece. It's made up of many pieces, like a puzzle covering the surface of the Earth. Not only that, but these puzzle pieces keep slowly moving around, sliding past one another and bumping into each other. We call this information, we call the scientific name given to these moving pieces, tectonic plates. And at the edge of these plates, they are called plate boundaries. We learned this in college and high school, the plate boundaries. So the plate boundaries are made up of many faults, and most of earthquakes around the world occur on these faults. They call fault lines. So since edges of these plates are rough, they're very rough, they get stuck while the rest of the plate keeps moving. Finally, when the plates have moved far enough, the edges unstick on one of the faults, and therefore there is an earthquake. So it's basically caused by the movement of tectonic plates, as I mentioned, which cause the shake when they stuck or moving, trying to move past one plate, past the other plate.
Thank you. How do earthquakes create tsunami?
Yes, for information, earthquakes, tsunamis, and volcanoes are naturally occurring phenomena which exist within an interlinked geophysical system driven by the Earth's internal and crustal process. So each phenomena is associated with the other, either directly or indirectly. And for the case of tsunamis, the nature of different tsunamis is determined by the magnitude and the extent of their sources of origin, most commonly by shallow submarine earthquakes and volcanoes. So when the plate moves, the sudden vertical displacement over such large area disturb the ocean surface and then displace the water and can generate the tsunami waves. And then these waves can travel far distance, great distances from the source of earthquake. As they approach islands like Samoa, these a body of water start to peel up. So by the time they reach our shore, it's peeling up and then form up tsunami that can cause significant destruction along the coastline. It's more like the general waves, but this one travel from far distance. And it is caused by a vertical displacement in the surface water because of underwater movement of plates, which in this case because of earthquakes.
After the 2009 earthquake and tsunami, people continue to panic at any time they feel an earthquake, thinking that there will be a tsunami afterward. What is your concern?
Yes, the 2009 tsunami was a very new event or disaster to most of us Samoans living this time. So the 2009 tsunami was it's a very special event because of the amount of casualties and damage that caused, particularly to the southern coastal areas of Samoa. So for now, we try to make sure that people are well aware of different scenarios. So after the 2009 tsunami, the government of Samoa saw the urgent need to establish national efforts that should focus on preparing communities to be able to withstand impacts of future disasters. Government of Samoa and Samoa majority put in a lot of efforts to enhance our capability in terms of early warning and building community and public awareness. Our concern now is to improve our capability to provide effective and efficient warnings. We are pretty much focused on the early warning system. Just to put some sense of trust and reliable to the people, make sure that they trust our services and they understand how to respond in different events or in different scenarios. There's also a need to train and equip particularly the villagers. That shall be more polite to respond in times of disaster. So people are still worried and thinking that the 2009 tsunami was still a new event. So I think that's why people are still in a very panic and situation. But we work together with them, the communities and our partners, trying to relay the message. And as I said, we enhance our capabilities. We try our best using the state-of-the-art technology to give them some sense of trust, so to trust the government and our service. So make sure that to listen to the official warning, not to panic. So wait for us to give official information. But remember, first warning for a tsunami is an earthquake. And we have worked a lot and built our standard operation procedures when to issue tsunami warning based information based on the magnitude of earthquake. So we also relay to them the information of the first warning. Once there is big earthquake, don't wait, go to higher ground. So it's still an ongoing collaboration between us, the government agencies, response agencies, and the community. Try to build awareness and make sure when and how to respond in case of another tsunami.